Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To London Now, the Julian Assange story, and it all came down to was the money in the bank, that $315,000 that Julian Assange has to post bail if he's going to be released. Here's his lawyer, Mark Stevens.
All the money came through. All of his supporters came through with their promises, honourable people that they are. We are expecting Julian to be released sometime later today and on a worst-case analysis tomorrow.
The BBC's Maddie Savage has been with us all morning, helping us through the dramatic events at London's High Court. That's Mark Stevens speaking to the huge throng of reporters outside the High Court. When do we expect to actually see Julian Assange?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. The line just dropped out. Could you ask me that question again,
sure.
Please?
When do we actually expect to see Julian Assange? We just heard from his lawyer, and we've got a couple of other statements as well.
Yeah, as you say, huge crowds of people gathering outside to try and find out just that. A few snappers were pictured looking through the railings a few minutes ago, and they were told to go away by police. We simply don't know when we're going to see him, is long and short of it. The five people who have promised to provide a financial bond in order to secure his release have actually got to go and speak to police here and complete some paperwork. And so until all of that's done, he's not going to be freed, but we are expecting it to be much later, at some point today or maybe tomorrow. But supporters here are still very jubilant. They're absolutely ecstatic at the decision. Some of them have turned up in Christmas hats and tinsel, and they've reversioned the ABBA song, Gimme, 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 Assange After Midnight. So they're incredibly happy
that.
Despite hours in the rain,
you know,
indeed.
There's a lot of culture here. Even Mark Stevens, Julian Assange's attorney, in describing his fate, couldn't resist throwing in a little bit of popular culture.
We're not getting to the extradition today. Our main focus is delight and joy, and to share the delight and joy of Julian's family in the fact that he is going to be released in the very foreseeable future. He will not be going back to that Victorian prison. He will not be going back to that cell once occupied by Oscar Wilde.
ABBA, Oscar Wilde, this story's got everything, Marty.
Indeed. He has been spending the past week in the UK's largest prison, and the place where he's going to go onto now is also a cause for a lot of interest. It's a journalist friend that he's made in just the past 6 months, and it's a 10-bedroomed mansion deep in the English countryside, and he's due to be spending his time there until he awaits that extradition hearing. Remember, this is all about sex claims that he denies. Police in Sweden want to question him about allegations that he had unprotected sex with two women without their consent. During all of this, his fans have argued that the authorities have been using this as an excuse to take attention away from his WikiLeaks website, which is, of course, continuing to release secret and confidential US government documents. They're very pleased this afternoon here in the UK that now, hopefully, the attention will go back onto that website.
And indeed, the legal battle is just beginning with Julian Assange. I mean, this is just the very, very tip of the iceberg. We haven't even discussed the allegations that the U.S. Justice Department is investigating that might result in a trial for Julian Assange here in the United States. The BBC's Maddy Savage has been with us all morning, helping us through the dramatic events at London's High Court. Julian Assange is expected to be released a little later today.